TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
At this point, we don't have any pre-show audio.
Oh, we need a pre-show.
We don't. We don't need a pre-show
audio. Ooh, I can know. Pre-show audio.
Andy being nerdy. Nerdy audio.
Oh, Christ. That ought to do
Andy.
Hey, Noah.
Why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway? Am I right?
I don't know, Noah. That seems bass-ackwards to me.
Wonka, wonka, wonka.
I love that we both provided the soundboard for that.
You two have clearly been awake longer than I have, because you guys are ready to go.
All right.
I've been up since 8, and I have a breakfast burrito and my Mountain Dew, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay. Explanation received.
I just had a latte enema.
You're a liar.
I just butt-chugged some espresso.
Oh.
That's what all the kids are doing these days.
I don't know. The latte seems like it'll be cooler once you pour the milk in. I think espresso enema would burn on the way in.
Not as much as you would think, Andy. Not as much as you would think.
Okay. Well, thank you, Noah.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about Andy's birthday celebration, our Easter celebrations, you get a good, healthy dose of kicking his feet, and we review the new Marvel series Daredevil. And when you hear this sound...
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Sister fuckers. It's spring, it's time to try something new. And you know what they say, incest is the best. Put your sister to the test.
Did I mention the series of articles called What It's Like to...
Yes.
Yes, and I think you mentioned incest was among them.
Oh, yes. Incest is best. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
Oh, all right. Well, who are you?
I'm Andy. The A in TanCast.
What is this witchery? I am Daredevil.
Oh, I gotta watch
what?
That.
What in the fuck just happened?
I don't know. We turned into little old men who were trying to do a Bane voice.
Oh, is that a Bane voice?
No, it started off as a Bane voice, and then it turned, like, I noticed, I was like, nope, that's a little old man voice. Just go with it.
Yeah, it sounds more like the Pepperidge Farm guy.
I was wondering what
would break first. You remember TanCast? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Do you remember that time you killed a motorist and buried his body amongst the twigs? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Mint is delicious. Our cookies are as fresh as those twigs you buried that body under.
How fresh would twigs be?
Oh, they're very fresh. The freshest you could have.
Now try some delicious Milanos, or as we call them, gay Oreos.
The gays love them.
Or Goreos.
They like to do gay things with the cookies. Like, eat them, like normal people do.
I don't think that's where Noah was going originally with that joke, but decided to make it PC at the very last second.
I didn't want to offend anybody.
Although your old man is trending Pakistani. Goodness.
Well, have we mined that for all the comedy gold we're going to get out of it, or?
Oh, I think we kept mining well after that vein ran out.
We might come back. We might find a few more nuggets.
Maybe.
I don't know if there'll be gold nuggets.
I'm really the N in TanCast.
Jesus, are we still introducing ourselves?
I'm really the T in Batman.
Andy, I've also heard many good things about this Daredevil show. Kind of makes me want to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have seen the first 2.5 episodes, and I will tell you good things about that show. But perhaps later in this show.
Okay.
And I'm the A. I'm all the A's in Bad Bane impression. God, I'm fat.
What?
Oh, I didn't think that was the reason you were all the A's.
You ate Bane.
Yes. I'm just the hole where you put them. Or that's, an a-hole.
That's why he sounds all muffled. Because it's just Andy walking around.
It's so dark in here. Let me out, you bastard. This isn't fair. I broke Batman.
I don't know why I like the idea of Bane just continuing to protest.
This is very unbecoming.
I don't know why unbecoming was hilarious right there. Good times. Dan laughs?
Yes.
Okay.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
I heard a joke at work that I was going to tell, but now I don't remember it. I was like, oh, that's awful. I got to tell that joke.
That's funny because I heard a woke at jerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you still check our Facebook page, Tim?
Yeah, okay. Constantly. That means constantly.
Excellent. I won
this Istanbul-y.
From Jeff, who I don't know if I've ever seen email in before.
I think he has contributed before.
Okay. He's not a regular his name jumps out at me. What do you call it when Batman decides to quit going to church?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
I was going to say pulling an Andy.
Oh, but Andy's not Batman.
No, that's when Fat Man decides to stop
going
to
church. He's a wonderful Marison.
Once again, Noah tries to pull up out of that nosedive in the last second. Andy's not Batman. Oh shit, I'm going to hit the deck.
I'm being nice to Andy. Keep up the free funny, by the way. Uptown Funk can suck a rhino dick.
I remember reading that. I was like, wow, someone doesn't like Uptown Funk.
Hey, you know what, Jeff? It's going to give it to you.
Uptown Funk can suck a rhino dick.
I'm imagining Wesley Wills doing Willis?
Yeah, Wesley Wills.
Yeah.
Suck good
doing a cover of Uptown Funk.
And mentioning Rhino Dick?
All sorts of things.
I don't know why, but Rhino Dick made me think of Hippopotamus, which made me think of those big fat things that swim in the water. What are those called again?
Manatees?
Manatees. And this video of this woman.
Oh, I thought you were going for an Andy joke there.
No.
I was like, God damn it.
No, in this video of this woman just being deathly afraid of these manatees that are swimming by her.
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny!
She's like, oh, they're near me. And like, just the article that the person wrote, like, he wrote like a little blurb. He's like, relax, lady. They're full of fat and chill.
Yeah, they eat grass and swim too slowly to escape slow-moving motorboats.
Yes, exactly. Like, their backs are scarred from all the boats that hit them. It's very sad. I'm like, that is sad. And yeah, I would not be afraid of a manatee. They just seem so like, oh, I'm just going to... They seem like the hippies or the pot guys of the sea. They're just like, oh, man, I'm just chilling in the water, dude. It's cool. Yeah. I'm going to eat some Ben and Jerry's.
Boat ran over my back, hurt like hell, but you know what? I'm not mad.
That's just life. I'll just smoke a doobie.
Human's gonna human, man. You know, you can't stop them. Just gotta eat some more of this delicious seagrass.
The seagrass is the best. I got the kush. Purple kush. That's what weed people say, right?
Something like that.
Sure. Who knows what weed people say?
It all comes out so slow, I don't got goddamn time to sit there and listen.
I got shit to do. I'm on my crap.
Got moves to make.
A little Dave Chappelle callback right there.
Oh, that's what it was? It wasn't at work. I mean, I saw it at work. It was me checking the TanCast Facebook from work.
Oh.
It's a good thing Noah mentioned it.
Well, go ahead, little Tim.
Well, these are from Chelsea. Is it Kelsey or Chelsea?
Kelsey,
oh, wait,
Chelsea.
She said specifically, it's Chelsea.
You know, we're going to do that every time, no matter what you say.
Chelsea Carter.
So these are 29 dad jokes that are so bad they're actually good.
Are you gonna do all 29?
It's no. Tim's number. He's got to do all 29.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
What time did the man go to the dentist?
Tooth time.
Tooth hurty.
My dad literally told me this one last week. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers? They say he made a mint.
Wait, what about the fruit ones?
A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. Bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." Whenever the cashier at the grocery store asks my dad if he would like milk in the bag, he replies, "No, just leave it in the carton."
In Canada, they sell milk in a bag.
There's a fact. Why do chicken coops only have two doors?
Because if they had four doors, they'd be a chicken sedan.
That's correct. Me, Dad, make me a sandwich. Dad, poof, you're a sandwich. I think every dad has said that at some point.
Yep.
Why did the Clydesdale give the pony a glass of water?
Because he was just a little horse.
Because he was just a little horse. Okay, from now on, if I have to do one where the kid is talking to the dad, the dad will be Bane and the kid will be Batman.
All right.
Hey, I was thinking.
I thought I smelled something burning.
Instantly better. Please continue.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
I don't know.
Put a little boogie in it.
Aw,
I
do that
one.
Your mom loves that joke.
Whenever we drive past a graveyard, my dad says, "Do you know why I can't be buried there?" And we all say,
"Why not?"
And he says,
"Because I'm not dead yet."
Wait till Catwoman gets here.
Two peanuts were walking down the street. One was assaulted. I used to have a job at a calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple days off. Fuck.
I get it.
Sorry, that joke's even funnier with because I took a couple days off. Fuck.
How do you make holy water?
You dip Jesus in it?
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh.
When I went to choir practice,
don't forget a bucket.
Why?
To carry your tune.
Awful.
Hey, this is a classic Andy joke. Two guys walk into a bar. The third one ducks.
Oh, got it.
That is a classic Andy joke. What the hell? Why did it take me so long to wrap my brain around that?
It's like, wait, what's going on? 3, 2, 1. Tokenade.
We were getting fast food when the lady at the window said, "Any condiments?" And my dad responded,
"Compliments? You look very nice today."
That's dumb as shit. Whoever submitted number 16 could eat a donkey, eat rhino, suck rhino penis right after Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
A woman is on trial for beating her husband to death with his guitar collection. Judge says, "First offender?" She says, "No, first a Gibson, then offender." That's a guitar joke. Anytime I do something smart, my dad says, "Wow, you're a smart fella. A fart smella. I mean a smart fella." That helps if you can read correctly the first time.
Wait. Try it again.
"Wow, you're a fart smella. I mean, a smart fella." I didn't say it made it amazing. I just said it helps.
Okay.
I had a dream last night that I was a muff. Wait, I had a dream that I was a muffler. I had a dream that I was a muffler last night. I woke up exhausted.
Muff.
10 more to go. How do you tell the difference between a frog and a horny toad?
I don't know. The frog's not humping your leg.
A frog says, "Ribbit, ribbit," and a horny toad says, "Rub it, rub it."
By the way, turtles make adorable noises when they fuck things. That's all.
You saw the turtle fucking a croc, didn't you?
Well, I saw that a long time ago, and then it just reminded me on John Oliver. I'm like, oh, that noise is so adorable.
Oh, that John Oliver clip?
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny!
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a fucking amazing piece of television. I'm going to fly to Russia to interview Snowden. And I'm going to make him relate everything he's done to how to dick pics.
I want to know if that was really, really his dick in that.
Oh.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm going to guess no. Either that or it was a picture of Richard Nixon or something.
No, I mean, the look on Snowden's face made it pretty clear that, like, he had just looked at a penis.
I thought he was just playing along. Because yeah. I feel like on some level, like, they kind of know the jig, and they're just kind of like, all right, I'm going to, you know, yes and you.
Very good. All right, home stretch.
All right.
On all of my medical forms growing up, my dad wrote red for my blood type. To this day, no one knows my actual blood type. I bet this one requires a better musical background than I have. What's Beethoven's favorite flute?
I don't know.
Banana. Banana. Is that Beethoven? Fuck, Andy, what were you doing?
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that joke, and my brain hurt, and it took me a moment to recover.
All right. My dad's name is Phil, and whenever I finish eating, I say, Dad,
I'm full.
He always replies, No, I'm full. Phil, you... Oh, fuck it. Fuck that joke. 5 out of 4 people admit they're bad with fractions.
That's actually a valid fraction, just not a valid percentage of people.
My dad got me with this one. Did you hear the news? FedEx and UPS are merging. They're going to be by the name Fed Up from now on. I think I could have just not read all 29 of these, and we all have been happier for it.
Come on, Tim. This is like hiking up a mountain. We're at the part that sucks, but you know, pretty soon there's going to be a great view.
A three-legged dog walks into a bar and says to the bartender, I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. Every time someone bends over, my dad makes a farting noise. He's done it for almost 60 years, and I'm certain he has no intention of slowing down. These all have little gifs going along with them of people laughing or smiling or smirking or whatever, and one of them is Conan hosting The Tonight Show. Poor Conan.
Poor Conan.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know.
One Forrest One, the number one.
Oh, I got it. You good, boy.
Here it is, number 29. Been building up to this. I asked my dad for his best dad joke, and he said,
"You."
That's hateful.
So hateful.
We did it. We got through that, and we'll all be okay.
It's been a long road.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
It's been a long road.
Fortunately, Noah doesn't know any more of that song, so we can stop.
All right. So, Chelsea emailed us a joke, but she just says it's an old mother joke from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Hold on, Amy.
Yeah.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time.
When did this turn into like
time
some...
is finally near?
When did this turn into like shitty lounge music?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it was like, he didn't know the lyrics. I'm like, you know what? I can find out those lyrics.
All right.
Yeah, you don't know the melody.
Yeah, I do not.
This is definitely true.
You got me there. Carry on.
So, how was everyone's week?
Wait, did you do your joke or did I step on it? I forget.
I'm just going to go ahead and call that mother hamster father elderberries one my tan joke. My tan laugh.
Okay.
Week, how was everyone's? Boom.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I got sick. That was the majority of my week.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I got old.
It was a big one. Oh, yeah. How was your birthday?
Well, Tim, what sucked about your week? Noah got sick. I got old.
I got ants.
Mm. In your pants and they make you do the jelly dance?
There's a jelly dance?
I guess.
Well, maybe if I smear all the jelly somewhere else, the ants won't be in my pants.
This is true. I have found that no longer storing my jelly in my pants has removed the incidence of pants ants.
And no, they're not in my pants. There's every goddamn where. Mm.
Ants everywhere, yes. Ants everywhere, ants everywhere, ants everywhere.
Good times.
Did you do anything special for your birthday, Mr. Andy?
Last week we went out to dinner with some friends of ours, and it was a surprise for me.
Whoa, you have friends?
Yeah, that was also a surprise for me.
Cool.
Went to a Colombian restaurant nearby, well, near-ish.
Was Sofia Vergara there?
She was not, unfortunately.
Oh.
I know. Keep hoping, though.
Was somebody who looked like Sofia Vergara there?
Not that I noticed. And I'm pretty
Side
sure
tangent.
We noticed.
Yes? I mean, I've already set us off on a tangent with the Sofia Vergara bit that's clearly not working. But have you seen the clip of Bill Cosby interviewing Sofia Vergara when he was taken over for Letterman on The Letterman Show?
No.
No.
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny!
Creepy!
Oh, goodness.
He is a creepy old... Like, now that you know what you know, that is super creepy.
But, like, it's only creepy because you know what you know. Like, if someone else saw it without knowing them, like, oh, that just seems normal.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But I can't unknow what I know.
Sure.
You know, I find a lot of times if, you know, if there's, like, a late-night dude that's, like, interviewing some hot starlet, a lot of times it seems to get creepy. Like, if they comment on, oh, well, you know, somebody is good-looking, I'm like, you give her your fucking father! Conan kind of makes a thing of it, though. Like, Conan goes for creepy on purpose.
I mean, but this is the other thing is, like, just because you're old doesn't mean you find fit young people attractive. Like, you know, you're younger than me, but
this,
I can obviously
yes, this
see
is
you
definitely
in the prime
true.
Of your life if you are an attractive
Although,
person.
The miracle of...
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Noah?
Do you hear us?
Hello?
Son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Noah.
I'm back. I should have tried to watch YouTube videos. That just seems to fuck things up.
Andy just texted clearly into the chat window after Noah said he fucked some things up.
I was being passive aggressive with that. I wasn't actually going to commit that to audio.
Well, our listeners need to know why I'm laughing.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Can you guys hear me now okay?
Yes, we
yes.
could hear
okay.
you before, too.
We've never not been able to hear
right,
you.
Right, okay.
We just heard you talk. It's like blah, 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 blah. Hello?
I couldn't hear you.
Get instantly lonely? What happened?
Why are you guys always leaving me? All right. Yeah, I shouldn't watch YouTube videos because it seems to fuck things up on my end.
Yep, seems to.
All right.
So anyways, Conan
Columbia
makes
restaurant
creepy.
With your friends.
Yes. Yes, sorry. Conan creepy... Cosby creepier, Colombian with friends. It was delicious, and it actually reminded me a lot of some of my mom's cooking, since my parents spent several years in Colombia before I was born. What? It's not a my mom joke.
Yeah, it could be, though.
Probably could be.
Some of my mom's cooking.
I mean, anything could be a your mom joke.
Yes, it could be.
Your mom be cooking.
Oh, yeah. That's Tim slapping your mom's ass right now.
So Noah's turned Tim burping his child into a my mom joke.
Like I said, anything could be a your mom joke.
Congrats.
We did it. They said the technology didn't exist, but Noah found a way.
He did. Brave explorer. Since my parents spent several years in Colombia, when my mom used to make, she would make quote unquote Mexican food, but it was always like with more like Colombian style, so like Colombian spices and different accoutrements that come along with Colombian food, not necessarily straight up real Mexican food. So like going out to eat at a Mexican restaurant was always like, this doesn't taste like mom's, until I realized that mom was actually doing Colombian. And it was really fucking good. Caitlin had a half of a chicken that they brine the chicken, and like it's in like not just brine but like spiced brine, and then they like flash fry it, so it's like tender and moist, and like the skin is super crispy on the outside, and they serve it with this like raspberry sauce.
Mmm.
And it was quite tasty. That was a really good combo. So our friends, for my birthday, made me a lemon cake, which I love me some lemon. And then I realized, because I had tasted a bit of my wife's chicken with the raspberry sauce, I was like, so they have raspberry sauce here. And I asked the wife, she was like, could I get some more raspberry sauce? I poured that shit all over the lemon cake and made the lemon cake fucking perfect. Like, it was delicious without, but it was amazeballs with it. I'm like, oh, yes, this is a taste combination that Andy is going to have again in the future. I mean, seriously, like, if there hadn't been other people there, I would have stuck my dick in that cake. That's how good it was.
But you did anyways.
I'm going to say no.
No, I wouldn't. I was going to stick the whole fucking thing in my face. My dick doesn't get to taste any of that. That's all from my mouth.
I was like, yeah, that's just wasting food. That's
you're right.
Not
like, why would you stick your dick in anything? Unless it was like, like, I'm really horny right now, and this might feel good to fuck.
Well, it was one of those upside down cakes, so one of the ones with the hole in the middle.
There you go, a little cream in there.
Uh huh.
slide it in.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it tight as shit. Mmm. Creepy. So that was quite delicious. My son, for my birthday, bought me some Legos that were clearly... Wow.
Pardon me? Wow, okay? Thank you, Tim.
I think Tim's been... The pepper or whatever that got up you has got a little bit of Michael Jackson's dust in it.
Welcome to Sneezecast.
Because I was like, achoo!
I can't control it. My sneezes sneeze the way they sneeze.
Fine.
Carry on, Andy.
So Drew got me some Legos, and they were clearly meant for him. So, like, he was so super proud to give me these Legos, and it's a Hailfire droid from the shitty trilogy. And I was like, oh, that's really cute, bud, that you wanted to get me some Legos, so then you've got Legos, and I've got Legos, and we can play together. He's like, here you go, Daddy. Daddy, can I play with it? yes, but I'm sure that you will be able to play with it at some point. Okay. Can I put it together right now? No, dude, I just got home from work. How about we put it together this weekend? I didn't stutter there. I meant that as we will assemble it together. There we go. The entire time since then, like every 5 minutes, anytime he sees me, Daddy, can we put the Legos together? No, but we're eating dinner right now. Daddy, can I put the Legos together? You're part of we. You're eating dinner right now. Daddy, if I get home before you, can I put the Legos together without you? No, they're my fucking Legos. You got this gift for me. Recognize this fact.
He's young. He does not get this. He's like, I'm going to give him something I want.
Exactly. Exactly. If I get this for him,
his birthday's coming up in a few months. You should get him...
A butt plug. Clearly something Andy wants. Hey, Drew, can I insert in my butt now? No, we're eating dinner. We'll do it later.
If I get home before you, Drew, can I stick it in my butt then? After you go to sleep tonight and Mommy and I are in bed, can I insert in my butt then? Can I have Mommy insert in my butt?
It's a Lego one.
Oh.
While she wears her Roman soldier costume?
Oh.
This is Spartass!
Oh.
Painful.
Sorry, Lego butt plug. No. No.
No one I came up with that one a long time ago.
That we did. What's that butt plug, though?
No, same diff.
Lego dildo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the whole thing. It was funny.
Oh. The worst part of it is you know that when you're trying to remove it, parts are going to be left inside.
Well, what I said was you thought it was painful to step on one barefoot.
Oh.
Well, that you can super glue it together, Andy.
Still.
Oh.
My b-hole is strong. I think it's going to break a piece off.
On side note, Lego news, apparently enough people petitioned Lego to make a Golden Girls Lego set, and they're considering it.
At last.
What we've been dying for.
Yep.
Or they've been dying for.
That's one Drew should have got you.
They've been dying slowly.
3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Well, that's go for a whole process. But yeah, they said like we're gonna start the process that every Lego thing goes through and see how it goes.
Well, yeah, they gotta go contact Disney. Hey, can we make a Golden Girls Lego set?
Do they own it?
Seriously,
Golden
why'd
Girls?
You call me? Yeah, they put the Touchstone Television produced the Golden Girls.
So hard to keep track of like all the different like sub companies of companies.
In fact, I believe they filmed some of it back when Disney MGM Studios was an actual studio. I think they filmed some of it there. I could be mistaken.
You probably are.
You are full of fucking useless knowledge, there, dude.
Useless knowledge. I got it in my head. Useless knowledge. I wish I was dead.
You and me both, Tim.
No.
You and me both.
Wait a minute.
Tim,
no.
I don't want you dead.
Unkind.
I don't want you dead.
No, not at all. In fact, Tim, thank you for being a friend.
We traveled down the road and back again.
Your heart is true.
You're a pal and a confidant?
There you go.
Ba-da-doon-doon-doon.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Do, 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 do. I think the next encore episode will be a musical journey through television land where we discussed our top five television themes.
We didn't do that yet?
We've already done it. I'm saying our encore episode when Noah's gone in May.
You guys know that's a real song, right? Like, a real song isn't like a full-length song.
Like, it's a real song that has nothing to do with the Golden Girls, and then the Golden Girls used it?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
I do not like it as much.
Is it kind of like the Friends theme, where, like they made a full song out of it, but it wasn't really necessary? Like did they make that song for the Golden Girls, but...
You know, I think that... I don't know the history of the song, but it's, like, it's a guy singing it. It's just not as catchy.
Was he being passive-aggressive and snarky? Thank you for being a friend.
Andrew Gold. That you've been friends. Song about chord three of the song. Region one, blah, blah. Okay, so it was before Golden Girls, because 1978.
Okay. I was gonna say, well, Noah speed reads facts from the internet. I'll finish telling you how my birthday was, because people kept asking me, like, "Hey, you doing anything special for your birthday? What you doing for your birthday?" I'm like, "Going to work, having a bunch of meetings, and treating it like a normal day because I guess I'm a fucking adult now."
Andy, do you ever just take your birthday day off? I recommend doing that.
I often do. Adam, the guy who kind of does he does the exact same job as me. He was already taking this week off his vacation, and like, dude, fucking never took
vacation.
Trying the words again. Never takes vacation. Like last year, he got to the end of the year and was like actually going to lose vacation days, like they were just going to expire because he had too much time.
Oh.
And our bosses were like, no, okay, you're taking this day and this day and this day. He's like, well, Andy's already taking that day off. They're like, fuck it, nobody's going to be in the office that day anyway. You're taking that day and that day and that day. You're going to fucking take some time off, and you're going to enjoy it, and you're not going to do work while you're gone. So the fact that he was actually like taking a vacation this week, I wasn't going to take my birthday. I was going to take the day after, so I was going to take Friday.
So he could really party on his birthday. You know how he does it.
Well,
I'm going to drink some whole
this
milk.
Much tequila.
That much tequila.
I'm going to drink some whole milk. It's going to be delicious.
Whole milk. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
That's going to cause some gastrointestinal distress.
I'm going to have something spicy. It's going to tear my insides up. But, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
I need to take a day off to shit.
I'm just gonna pour this sriracha sauce. Sriracha sauce straight in the milk. Oh, that sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible.
So I actually did take Monday off. So I'm in the middle of a 3-day weekend right now.
Ooh. Oh, shizzle dizzle.
I know. And is Drew going to school on Monday? You bet your sweet ass he's going to school on Monday. Why?
That means you're staying home with the wife to do some porking.
We'll see.
Birthday sex.
Is the best.
We'll
is that
see.
A song?
No.
It is now.
No, isn't there a song called Birthday Sex?
Oh, I don't know.
Hello.
Know someone who's not holding
Google.
A baby, Google it.
Hello, internet.
But don't watch the YouTube video, Noah.
No.
Oh, there's a song by Jeremiah called Birthday Sex.
Aha. I'm hip to what the kids are listening to, like 5 years ago, I think.
Oh, it was his debut single.
It's your birthday, you want to ride out.
Noah, it's clear that you started the YouTube video.
Even though you were told not to start it, you started it.
I can't help myself.
All right, Tim, well.
It's gone now.
It's at cast, I guess. No, you've abused our trust for the last time, Noah. Just go watch YouTube videos. We'll do this without you.
You've abused our trust.
You can't do it without me. You need me.
Let's see if we can. So, Tim, how was your week?
I feel like something happened that was worth noting, but I don't know what it was, and I guess I didn't note it.
Was it Easter?
Oh, yeah, Easter happened.
It was. It did.
We had Easter egg hunt here at the house. Worked out very nicely.
We did, too.
We had family come over and bring all the food. I've been eating the lasagna all week. I finally finished it off yesterday. Okay, here's something I've discovered. I love garlic bread. Now, I wouldn't say I discovered it, but I didn't realize how much I love garlic bread. I love goddamn garlic bread.
Garlic bread is motherfucking delicious.
And they sell it in these little, you know, like things you can just keep frozen in the freezer and then pop it in the oven for 10 minutes and then you have yourself a big loaf of garlic bread.
Uh-huh.
I will polish off one loaf of garlic bread by my goddamn self.
I'm sure that's fucking healthy for you.
Sure. Well, of course it's healthy. It's garlic. Garlic's great for you.
It is. The bread and the fat is just a garlic delivery system.
Yeah, Tim, don't drink so much soda. Just eat tons of garlic bread.
Oh, no. I'm still drinking soda. Don't you worry about that. Like, because I was bringing
lasagna. Because you need something to wash the garlic bread down with.
I've been bringing lasagna to work, so I haven't had to go. You know, I get at my work, I get to go to this cafeteria, and like I get $5 worth of lunch every day as long as I spend. You know, as long as what I get is more than $5, they'll take $5 off. Mm-hmm. So if I get something $5.50, I only have to pay 50 cents.
Ooh, snap.
So I've been bringing lasagna all week. So I'm like, oh, I'll get a Coke and another Coke and something to push it over $5, and that's all I get every day.
Like, what? I'm on a liquid diet.
I'm going to get 10 Cokes.
I'm going to get diabetes.
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 I'm going to get swole, by which I mean a goiter.
What?
That's when your thyroid swells.
No, I know what a goiter is. Why is that caused by Coke?
Oh, just chemical imbalance in your body, fucking your body up, causing tumors.
It's not tumor.
Too much Coke causes a goiter?
No, probably not.
God damn it.
Sodium deficiency would cause a goiter, though.
Oh. Oh, well, don't worry. No way I am deficient.
There's
got to
be a ton of sodium in the garlic bread.
Tim just goes to the animal husbandry stores, buys like 4-pound rock salt lick. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop.
You have to have something salty to make the Coke super delicious. That is what really does it. If you have like some pretzels or some popcorn right before the Coke, or some Doritos.
Oh.
Or some tortilla chips. Have quite a few of them so you get really, really thirsty. And then you hit that Coke. Yes. That's how you get things done.
Well, and I'm finished. So, good night, fellas.
All that to say, Easter was great.
That's good.
My relatives brought this huge basket of shit over for Michael, though. I'm like, what? It's not his birthday. That's at the end of the month. Why? He got like a coloring thing. He got stickers and he got chalk and paint. And of course, he's like, "Can I paint now?" Kind of like your son, except you know it was actually his present. How about I paint now? I want to paint now. 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 You cannot paint now. You're taking a shit. I want to paint my shit. No, you can't paint your shit.
Want to make it
and
festive?
Don't call it that.
Daddy, can I eat the paint? Can I shit the paint? Can I paint shit? Can I shit paint?
All right, that's all I got about for my week. I don't really have anything interesting to add.
Drew got a wind-up bunny that poops jelly beans as it walks.
Oh, yeah.
My wife was so pleased when she got that. I mean, when the Easter bunny got that. I don't know how close he is to the door. Yes.
Really?
I know.
You're perpetuating that myth?
I feel dirty about that one, too. That one, Santa. Oh, man. Okay. So, hang on. I'm going to come back to Santa in a sec. But she was super pleased about that. I'm like, this is funny, adult funny, but you know you're going to give this to a kid who is going to grind that humor into the ground. Like, more than just Andy killing a joke. This is going to be little Andy, who, like, doesn't get jokes, grinding this down. Sure enough, everybody that Drew hears from, talks to, whatever, he wants to, like, run back in the house, grab the pooping bunny, and demonstrate it for them. And then just keep yelling, like, no matter where the conversation goes after that, "The bunny poops jelly beans!" Like, we get it. It was funny. It has been funny. Now we're talking about other stuff. But the bunny poops jelly beans! Okay, I understand this is the greatest thing in the world to you right now. I get it. I understand it. So speaking of the Easter bunny, Drew had made... I was really fucking impressed. Like, he didn't get any help from anybody with this. He just designed it. I took a bunch of paper, cut shapes out of it, made the bottom into a nest. So like it was like it looks like kind of like sticks, like twigs all woven together, and then kind of like bunched up to actually like form a 3D thing. And then he taped in a bunch of eggs, and one of the eggs he cut in like a crack shape and taped it together so that it was open, and taped in other pieces of paper for a chick springing out of that egg. So it's like this whole little like 3D paper statue thing, like art that he made. I was really impressed with the fact that he made this thing. Caitlin was too.
Warm up the theme music. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth.
I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I kick my feet back and forth. I get it though. Who else cares? But it was like...
But I'm going to tell you anyways.
It was still impressive, because it was like...
Who cares about our declining listenership? I'm going to make them decline even further with this story.
You know, I'm going to get the hardcore people who understand what the joy of having a creative, crafty child is like. I'm sorry, your kid doesn't design anything.
My kid does. I just don't fucking tell you about it because it's goddamn boring if you're not there.
Okay, fine. So anyways, he made this thing.
And my kid's younger, so he's smarter than yours. Ooh, ooh. Suck on that.
Mm. Oh! Kid fight!
Can your kid read? My kid can read.
Yeah. He reads all sorts of shit. He's reading Proust right now.
Oh, wow. That is fucking impressive. All right, Tim, you win.
He's reading Mein Kampf. I should probably do something about that.
Oh, oh goodness.
But I'm just so impressed he can read German.
Yes.
Nein!
Also, it's Proust. Anyways, so we asked her what he'd made it for. Like, we thought it was, like, something that they were making in class, like, that the teachers had helped them with or whatever. No, he just fucking made it because he wanted to give a present to the Easter Bunny in exchange for the fact that the Easter Bunny always brings him presents. Like, that's fucking adorable. But we like it so much that, like, we didn't want to just, you know, take it away and hide it somewhere. So, like, we put it somewhere in the house, just, you know, like, kind of, like, set it up. And Drew was beside himself on Easter. He's like, the Easter Bunny didn't get his present! Like, oh, shit.
Just hide it and tell the Easter Bunny came back for it.
I guess. Yeah, I think that's going to have to
be. I mean, if you're already lying about the Easter Bunny, just come up with another lie.
Well, no, that's the other thing that was, like, that was kind of driving me nuts about it. Was, like, the day after that, I could see that he was kind of, like, trying to work together. Like, is the Easter Bunny really real? Because he starts asking really specific questions about the Easter Bunny. Like, how big is the Easter Bunny? Where does the Easter Bunny get the candy? How about the candy that I was there when Mommy bought and is now in my Easter basket? How did that get to the Easter Bunny to put it in my Easter basket? Wait, this is the same Easter basket that I had last year. What's the bunny doing with my Easter basket to fill it? Like, I can see his mind working through, like, all the inconsistencies in this story. Then he switches gears and he goes on to ask it about Santa. He starts asking Santa questions and I'm like, I feel like such a fucking fraud.
What is him laughing about?
I just picture Drew holding a cup of coffee, looking at, like, Christmas trees and Easter baskets, and he drops the cup of coffee slowly. And
he's like, none of this makes any sense anymore.
The bottom of the coffee cup says, like, Kobayashi.
Fuck. Fuck. I'm
just saying, on the bottom of the cup, it just says bullshit.
I'm Drew's verbal kint. Oh, oh, god damn.
And like that, he's gone.
Oh, so.
Oh, someone needs to make a funnier dive video where some kid does that. Editor Tim here. Unfortunately, none of us realize that pretty much this exact skit was done by Robot Chicken a few years ago.
You know what? There is no Easter Bunny!
So, we still think we're creative geniuses, but we are just unknowingly plagiarizing Robot Chicken. Fuck.
Dropped his sippy cup.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm totally doing that for Christmas this year. I am making that video. Okay, Michael, I'm not going to tell him why. I'm just going to be like, Michael, okay, hold this, and then when I tell you, drop it.
Oh.
And then I'm going to do that from three more angles.
Tim, if you need somebody to be the jolly old fat man that turns from Santa into, like, obviously just dad, I will be that jolly fat man for you.
No, you won't, because you won't let me put your video online.
Sure I will. For that, I will fucking do it.
No.
Back to camera, I'm okay with it.
No, you'll be front to camera.
Oh. Will I be dick out?
And besides, in case it goes viral, it's got to be me.
This is true. It does.
I need the fame.
You
I'm
do.
A fame whore.
You do. You do. You deserve it. I'll be your
gut. Huckleberry.
I'll be your hero, baby.
No, stunt gut.
Stunt gut.
I got my ass kicked in this video.
You guys have seen Orgasmo, right?
Yep.
Stunt gut. I slapped my belly.
I remember something that happened this week. Mm-hmm. I did a comedy show, and I did 20, maybe 25 minutes. I don't remember how long I was doing. There was a couple straight making out through half of my set. And I finally stopped midway through. I was like, okay, the rest of you probably aren't watching this, but their table three is making out during my set. Like, what do her tonsils taste like, sir? Because clearly you have discovered this. You need to buy my CD and put it on tonight and make some babies.
I was going to say, you should turn that into a joke about how sexy you were. Apparently, I just exude pure sex because they're about to start fucking on this table.
How did you feel about that, Tim?
What's that?
How did you feel about that?
About them making out?
Yeah.
It's kind of distracting. And...
Sir, would you stop that? It's hard to do these jokes with this boner.
No.
Yeah, no, that's just a way to handle hecklers. Yes.
I fucking handled it. You don't worry about that.
Okay, fine.
You don't gotta worry about
shit. I get that shit done.
Don't get shit done.
And then there was then two tables over. I almost mentioned this, too. There was two tables over. There was this woman who was just gave me this sour puss the entire time. I'm like, man, sir, could you go make out with her? Because she is upset. And I was like, man, she just is having a miserable time. And then afterwards, I'm talking to people after the show, and she comes by, and I recognized her. I was like, oh, here's Sourpuss. And she comes up to me and goes, thank you so much for being so funny. I've been having a bad day, and you really put me in a better mood. I was like, Christ, how bad was your mood before this?
Well, you didn't see her with the gun to her temple, so you'd already fixed things by then.
In fairness, some of the comedy before me was not great.
Okay.
So maybe that's what put her in a bad mood.
I've been having a bad day. Really, the first two sets.
No, it was more than... It was like a showcase type thing.
Ah, gotcha.
And, man, there were a lot of anal sex jokes that didn't really go anywhere, except, like, you know what's funny? I just said anal sex. Oh. Yeah, it's not that funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anal sex. Yes.
Hilarious.
Son of a bitch. Oh.
Pee.
There was more to the whole Santa thing.
Oh, I was hoping there was.
Oh, man.
I was hoping
Go
that I wouldn't derail
on.
You and then you might forget about it.
Yes, no. Okay, so Caitlin, to, I think, make her mother happy, was reading Bible stories from a picture Bible that her mom got for Drew, to Drew, on Easter. And it was the whole thing.
Was her mother there?
No, but her mother had said something to Drew about, now make sure your mommy reads you the story of Easter on Easter and stuff like that. So Caitlin gets to the part with the resurrection, and Drew starts calling her on her bullshit. He's like, oh, so Jesus was pretending to be dead. She's like, no, he was dead and then he came back. He's like, no, but you and Daddy say that dead is dead and dead's forever. So Jesus was just hiding? Was he
hiding?
Did
you tell him it's like Superman?
Was he hiding behind the rock?
The rock?
He doesn't know who that
Can
is.
Can you smell what Jesus is cooking?
He's right behind me, kid.
Dropping the Christ's elbow. So,
what are you going to do when 12 apostles run wild on you? I know, that's Hulk Hogan, but I'm running out of rocket.
You know what, that was okay.
I was going to say, that's Hulk Hogan, Tim. Get it right.
Yeah, and I can't figure out a way to Christify Jabroni. So, so Drew, like, just fully calling her on her bullshit. And she was like, no, it's Jesus, and he was dead, and then he came back, and it was a special, magical, like, one-time-only thing, and I yell
one
up...
One-time-only!
Sunday!
So
see Jesus come back from the dead! Sunday!
So I overhear
He's
this whole
He's got eggs! Sunday! Bringing chocolate bunnies! Sunday! This makes no goddamn sense! Sunday!
All washing machines half off! Sunday!
Yes, nothing like celebrating fertility rights and major appliance deals. Anyway, so hearing Drew's whole thing, like I was kind of proud. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude, good boy, asking questions, like not just blindly believing something that somebody's telling you, like that's awesome. But my wife's like actually like still, I don't know, sticking to like in universe for the story.
In universe.
Yes.
Like she's describing the Marvel DC universe. No. You see, Age of S.H.I.E.L.D. happens after Agent Carter. Yeah.
So I shout into the room, great zombie Jesus! And Drew fucking lost it. And Caitlin got mad at me. She's like, you know, when I'm talking to my mother later and she's asking Drew, did you read the Bible stories that he's going to tell her about great zombie Jesus? So I was present for that conversation the next time they talked. And I'm sitting there, like, whispering under my breath, great zombie Jesus, great zombie Jesus, great zombie Jesus. Like, willing Drew to say something. And Caitlin can see me doing it. So Caitlin says something to her, like, Caitlin tells her mom. Because she'd gotten mad at me, and she told me, she's like, you know, my dad's going to laugh about it, and my mom's going to be horribly offended. And then my mom's going to give me no end of shit because she's so horribly offended that this thing happened. Drew doesn't say anything about it on the phone. I don't say anything about it on the phone. And then Caitlin tattles on me and tells her mom, oh, yeah. And then when I was trying to read this thing to Drew, Andy decides to yell, great zombie Jesus. And I hear her dad in the bathroom in the background just losing it. And then I hear her mom laughing. I was like, yes, I win.
So her mom didn't get mad?
No, well, I don't know. There may be hell to pay for that later, but her mom laughed on the moment.
Nice. It's always good when you can, like, make a joke to make someone laugh that you think will offend them. You're like, oh, yes. Good. I'm glad you laughed at that.
Yeah, there's somebody at work who's very quiet, very reserved, really, really nice. And sometimes when I get pissed off at something, like, I'm worried that I'm going to offend her. But I referred to something that happened at work as being a level of dumb fuckery never before seen in the annals of human history. And I got to level of dumb fuckery and just watched her lose it. I was like, oh, thank God.
And then you kept going and she just stopped laughing.
Well, no, the rest of the words were already on autopilot. They were coming out of my head no matter what happened to with her. I couldn't stop.
We know
it.
That.
Yeah,
I think your words are just programmed in at the beginning of the day and nothing we can say or do will stop them.
Yep.
There's no fail-safe for his words.
No. And that's actually why I'm so full of non-sequiturs. Because people say shit, and it's not what I had programmed to respond to, but fuck it, I'm going to say what I was going to say.
Can we stop him from talking? Do you think I would have started talking if there was even the slightest chance you could stop me?
Where is that from?
I said all this 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's from The Watchmen.
Okay. That was pretty genius.
The first time Zack Snyder ruined a beloved comic book. Burn!
Oh.
No, I enjoyed it.
I know. People like The Watchmen.
I think it was a good adaptation. I think that Moore is right in that you could not tell the exact same story. But that's not what it was. It was an adaptation to a new medium, and I think it did a good job of taking into account its own limitations and modifying the story as needed. I think it did a good job.
I feel like if I hadn't read the story beforehand, that would have just seemed like a slow, laborious suck fest to sit through. I think I like the Watchmen movie because I like the Watchmen comic book.
Hmm. But the comic book is kind of like a slow, laborious thing to sit through.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
you
good,
can do, but you can do when you're reading something. I don't know. You can take your time with something that you're reading. The visual, just the. I don't know how to say this, but it's not at your own pace. It's at their own slow pace. So it's like at some point I'm like, I'm ready for this to move along. And Zack Snyder's like, no, have you looked at this? I'm like, yeah, I fucking looked at that.
Well, I still, but on a book level, they can still put stuff in there that's not interesting and that slows down the pace of the book. And that's not your pace. That's their pace.
This is true. But right. But Tim can, if he wants to, like, you know, kind of examine all of the pictures and like see things like the recurring motif of the nuclear warning symbol in the background of a bunch of different places. You know, Tim, he can spend his time kind of, you know, examining the artwork and where the characters are and what's going on in the background, all the rest of that stuff. Or he can sort of, you know, read what they're saying to each other kind of as fast as he can read it and just, you know, page.
Exactly. Especially those like scenes that are, you know, kind of slow things down. You can breeze past those scenes as opposed to really, like, you know, really in-depth reading them. Or as opposed to with a movie, you're watching all those scenes at the exact time and that they play out. Like, you have no... Unless you have a fast-forward button, which I did not in the theater.
Yeah, that is one fun thing about my PS3, is the first level of fast-forward still has sound. So, like, oh, this is a boring part. Still watching. Going a lot faster. Much less boring. If nothing else, the fact that physics now is slightly fucked up will make this scene amusing.
I'll do a steam and try a pile of streaming about Daredevil real quick?
Yes!
And I got a movie thing review thing for you.
Okay! Stream. Daredevil. Good. I watched the first 2.5 episodes, and like I was in the middle of watching the third episode, and in the plot of the show, the Murdoch and what is his name? Frosty? Something like what is this the sidekick's name? It's some goofy name. I'm like, man, that sounds goofy. It, like, in this otherwise not dark and gritty, but like much more realistic than someone named, like, it's like Phoebe or do you guys not know?
I didn't even know he had a sidekick.
No, and like his lawyer sidekick, yeah, not yeah, his Daredevil
it's
sidekick.
His buddy.
The guy Jon Favreau played in the Ben
oh,
Affleck movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Foggy. I just looked it up.
Yes, Foggy. Like, what? That's not a first name.
Foggy Nelson.
People have nicknames.
But he's a lawyer and he keeps introducing himself as that. I'm like, you don't introduce yourself as Foggy the lawyer. No one hires you. I mean, in fairness, episode 3, no one really has hired them.
Fair enough.
But anyway, they're in their law office and they're trying to connect to the internet and their Wi-Fi stops working. And then moments later, my Wi-Fi stopped working. I was like, oh no, the Kingpin is after me too.
Did he come get you?
Yeah, clearly. That's why we're tancasting right now. I have to say, it is very compelling. Like, it's one of those things where I could have kept watching it all night had the Wi-Fi not gone out and then be super deprived of sleep. Like, it's one of those where I could see how you could binge watch the entire thing, or at least, you know, until you actually had to do something else. It's a very compelling show. The first two episodes are kind of weaving his backstory into the current, like, he's daredeviling right now, but they're weaving, like, his, you know, origin story, kind of like Godfather Part 2, where they're cutting back and forth, and, like, you know, one story sort of augments the other.
Yeah.
It's done pretty well, I have to say.
So you're saying that this is approximately on par with Ben Affleck's magnum opus, Daredevil, from 2003?
Whew, it is so much better. No disrespect to Ben Affleck. I tweeted that. Hashtag no disrespect. In fact, anytime I mention the Daredevil series, I'm going to hashtag it no disrespect to Ben Affleck.
Next time I'm taking a shit, I'm going to hashtag it no disrespect to Ben Affleck.
All right. Well, you do that.
All right.
You enjoy that, buddy.
Cause, like,
I'm already enjoying it.
It has a darkness, but they've managed to interject some levity into it without it being incongruous, I guess is the word. Like, the funny things are happening in one scene that they're cutting back and forth with, you know, a more serious thing going on. And it's not like, you know, wacky slapstick or anything. It's just, you know, two people having conversation and one is, you know, trying to entertain the other. So he's trying to be funny. And so you get to watch his awkward attempts at charmingness while Daredevil is trying to kick the shit out of some guys. Oh, there's one fight scene. It goes on forever and it's one shot. It is crazy. I was like, They haven't cut this whole time. They went down the hallway, into this room, out of this room, back to this room, turned around, over to that room, back in this room, and over to that room, into that room, and out this hallway, all in one shot. And, like, I don't know, there's, like, 20 guys that he fought, and he had to keep fighting them because it wasn't like, you know, I punched them once, they're down forever. Like, they kept getting up, and, like, he was super beat up, and so he was tired, and everybody, like, I don't know, it was visually interesting, and plot-wise it was interesting, and it's a good show. Way to go, Marvel. And they work references to the Avengers in there. I was like, oh my gosh, it's all connected as one thing!
Nice.
I can't handle it!
Speaking of Avengers, I rewatched Avengers last weekend, and I don't think that I'd realized it at the beginning. And of course, you know, it's an effects scene, so they can, you know, fucking make it whatever they want. But there is one scene in that big Battle of Manhattan that is theoretically, or it's treated in the film as one long shot,
yes!
And it follows like
every Avenger.
Yeah, so it's like you see people fighting down on the ground, and like it follows. Iron Man, like, flying up past Hawkeye and then, like, spins past Hawkeye, and it's like now it's Hulk and Thor riding on the back of a Leviathan, beating the shit out of it.
Yep. I love that shot.
Yeah.
Neither of you have seen Birdman, right?
No.
No.
So the whole movie, although it's not technically one shot, but they make it seem like it's one shot. Like, the whole movie is just following different people. So it'll follow someone, and then it'll split off and follow someone else, or the camera will go off on its own.
Interesting. Huh.
So, yeah, like, there's no... I mean, obviously, they're just hiding the cuts, but mm-hmm. It looks like there's no cuts.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that Daredevil thing was hiding cuts at some point, but it looks like it's all one shot.
Yeah, and it's cool. Birdman is okay. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was just like, eh.
It wasn't the best movie of 2014?
No. Probably the best movie... Well, I don't know, the best movie, but one of the best movies for me was Whiplash.
Well, the Academy disagrees with you.
However...
Tank Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
I saw a bunch of movies, but I'm going to just talk about two real quick. I saw Fast and Furious 7. It was okay.
Was it fast and was it furious?
It was. I feel like 6 and 5 were better. And I saw Headhunters. And let me give you the brief description of Headhunters, which I loved. It says, accomplished headhunter risks everything to obtain a valuable painting owned by a former mercenary. And I wouldn't say that
Stop. When you mean headhunter, do you mean person who goes out and finds people for jobs?
Yes.
Or literally a guy who hunts heads?
No. A person who goes out and finds people for jobs.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, because there was a mercenary involved. I'm like, wait, this could be an actual headhunter.
I was like, yeah. Like, does this guy just, like, have a trophy room, like, at the end of fucking Predator 2?
No. Okay. So, it's got, it's a Norwegian film, and the only person you'll recognize, at least I recognize, was Jaime Lannister from Game of Thrones.
So I wouldn't recognize anybody. Got it.
It was really good, though. Like,
Tim, you should watch Game of Thrones.
That description does not begin to describe where the movie goes. Like, you're like, holy shit, this movie's crazy. So, I'd say see Headhunters, not Fast and Furious 7, or Furious 7.
What if I wasn't going to see either one?
Then I got nothing for you.
Is Headhunters still in the theater, or is that...
No, it's on streaming. Wait, is it? It might not be on streaming.
Well, then how'd you see it?
Well, because I still get this.
Well, you said you didn't know.
It's on Netflix.
So did you get a disc or didn't you?
No, it's on Netflix. I can't remember if it's streaming or not.
You piece of shit.
I got it on disc, but it might be on streaming.
Your mom might be on streaming.
It's on streaming. There you go.
There. We finally answered the question.
Boom.
Well, I'm sorry, Headhunters, but Daredevil is ahead of you in the queue until I finish the season.
I'm trying to decide what I want to watch. There's a bunch of stuff I want to watch, and... Daredevil's one of them. I watched one episode of House of Cards, which seems very interesting. So I'm going to probably watch that eventually. It's on disc, so I love when things are on disc.
Why?
It's a psychological thing, but I like how it's an artificial kind of reminder and also buffer to watching it. Like, I'm not going to just sit down and watch everything at once because I can't. So I'll watch a few episodes, sit back to the disc. I'll have a few days to go off and do something else. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's so easy. I can just sit there and binge on everything, like, that's streaming. So I like this kind of artificial buffer of, like, all right, I can only watch so many episodes, and I have to send it back, and then I'll get some other discs and I'll watch those and send it back.
Hmm.
I mean, I know it's not necessarily logical, but I like that method than just, like, I can watch as many episodes as I want, or all of them.
Hmm.
And I like the quality.
Hmm.
Different strokes for different folks. Not everything is on disc, though, which is irritating.
Hmm.
You got some more hums?
Hmm?
Oh, goodness. We are good friends.
All right. Shall we leave it there?
We shall.
We got more?
T-minus 3 weeks.
Until what?
Ultron.
Yes, I want to see it. I want to touch it. They put out another commercial, and I didn't want to watch it. And then I was like, oh, I'm watching it. And I watched it, and I was like, I wish I didn't watch it, but it was awesome.
Oh, man, just fucking... You were absolutely right that you said last... Like, just stop making new trailers. You win. I already want to see it. Because I was like, they make a new trailer, and I'm like, oh, I want to see this one. But is it going to give something away? I don't care. I still want to see it. I'm just going to tap that vein. Put the good Marvel goodness right in there. Mm. Oh, god damn.
You hear there's not going to be an end credit scene?
What was that?
There's not going to be an end credit scene?
What is that bullshit?
There's going to be a mid credit scene, but not an end credit scene.
I'm fine with a credit scene of some sort.
Okay. That just means, like, I won't be able to chastise people for getting up.
Oh, man. Fair enough. That sucks, Tim.
I love chastising people. Like, have you never seen a fucking Marvel movie before? Sit down!
Why do you care?
We're going to get a stagnant shot of the Thor hammer right at the end. Just like you like.
Yep. It's going to mean so much.
It reminds me, I just rewatched Iron Man 2. I like that movie. I don't care what the haters say.
Haters going to hate.
Why didn't people like the Iron Man 2 movie?
What's that?
Why didn't people like the Iron Man 2 movie?
People always point to that as like the weak spot in the Marvel universe.
Huh. I thought, well, like, what was two Tony about? Stark having to face a darker version of himself was a creative idea.
What was two about?
Editor Tim here again. In case you can't tell, Andy and I cannot hear Noah. He thinks we're ignoring him. Watch as it gets super awkward towards the end of this episode. Enjoy! I liked it.
Yeah.
Like I just said.
Me too.
Now I own it. Excellent. I own the entire Marvel Universe except Hulk.
Oh, I don't yet. But my wife was just talking about it. She's like, we should buy the rest of these. I was like, there's a bunch of them we can't watch with Drew yet. She's like, I think the Thor movie's okay. I'm like, he, spoiler alert, gets his fucking hand cut off. Like, I know that they do, a takesy-backsy right after that, but that's an image I don't think that my small child needs to.
Thor gets his hand cut off?
In the Dark World?
What? He does?
Yeah. You've seen it, right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I own it.
It's a Loki magic trick to confuse Malekith.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yes.
First, you just said Thor. You didn't say the Dark World.
Sorry. Thor 2.
Are you falling asleep?
The Dark World.
Are you falling asleep on my arm?
Noah.
There's no fucking
wake
time
up,
for
Noah.
That.
Stop falling asleep on Tim's arm, Noah.
I'm not. How about that?
Okay. How about that?
All right. Well, I bored my kid to sleep. I think we've accomplished all we needed to.
Excellent. Well, I'm right behind him, so have a week.
All right.
What shouldn't we trust this week, Noah?
Never trust the seventh movie in a series to
no,
be
no,
as
no,
good
no.
as the fifth
Based
or
on
sixth.
How your voice
Shut
sounds.
Up. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Based on how your voice sounds, never trust Noah not to start a fucking YouTube video.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
So pause your YouTube video and then try that again.
The recording sounds just fine, so shut your mouth.
No, it really does sound like shit.
Yeah, I can't hear a word you're fucking saying.
No, the recording sounds just fine. Never trust the seventh movie in a series to be as good as the fifth or sixth. What I recorded sounds fine. You don't hear me okay.
Yeah, but we can't hear you.
You hear me now, right?
You're not getting what I'm saying. That's what we hear.
It's recorded fine. Let's just keep going. This fish
fine.
Is...
Fine! Who should we trust? Just fucking get out of there. Say it!
What?
Who shouldn't we trust?
I told you!
I couldn't hear you!
It's recorded! Don't worry about it! Keep going!
What's the worst thing can happen if you repeat it right now?
I just want to wrap this up.
Ah,
Noah.
You're doing it like a fuckstick named Noah.
There you go.
And this week I hate how difficult it is to spend time with Noah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. You literally could have just repeated it and saved like 5 minutes.
Or you could just let it go and save 5 minutes.
But then we couldn't react to it, and we still didn't react to it. So now
that's
listeners
okay.
don't get the benefit of us reacting to it. You're a piece of
now
shit.
You're right.
How about that? Noah. You're a piece of shit.
Okay, here's Tim, you cut this back in. This is my reaction. No, fuck no. You can totally trust that. Noah's a piece of shit. Fucking YouTube, man. Just sucks him in. Gotta watch those groundhogs looking dramatic.
What did we talk about before we talked about Easter? I swear, after we did the Tan Laughs, we said, how was everybody's week? Noah got sick. Andy had a birthday. We made some joke about Herbstimson. Soding? Type it. We riffed on something for... Fuck! It was better when I didn't understand you. That was more helpful. We riffed on something for a bit. Hey, this week we riffed on something for a bit. I could put that in the... I could put that in the synopsis every week. This week we riffed on something for a bit. Andy talked for too long. Noah wasn't paying attention. And Tim was obnoxious. Editor Tim here yet again. Don't worry. We're all still friends. I'm pretty sure. Right? Guys? Hello?